Every time I see this picture, this cat looks just like my daughter's cat, Fia. And my daughter's cat, Fia, would probably be out there ready to pounce on you. Well, I'm going to continue our story that I've been telling about Dick Hayden, who, as a young man, he and his brother and sister had come into the Adventist church. And then as he and his brother got into high school, they left and did their own thing until God called Dick back. And he knew that he wanted to follow a call to be a missionary in South America. And so he's been at Walla Walla College and going through the time. And so now it finally was getting closer to graduation. And it took him 5 years to get through because he had to work. And back when this story happened, you could actually work your way through college. And so he had been doing that. And it was getting closer to time for graduation. And he and a group of his buddies were just kind of sitting around talking about, you know, how great it was, graduation coming. And one of them said something about, I sure hope that nothing happens that keeps any of us from actually getting to follow through with graduation. And Dick thought, how could that happen? And he thought, you know, he was sure that his bill was paid up and everything. And so he was just ready to move on getting towards graduation. And he also had a special girl in mind who had also had, she wanted to work for God too in the mission field. And so he was thinking about her and what they were going to do after graduation. And so he's going along, and then a few days later, a letter from the business office came. And he opened it up, and it said that he owed $50. So this is about 1930. And so $50 was not just pocket change. And so he's, what am I going to do? Because already he had worked as much as he could, and he was getting his studies done, and he knew there was no more time to work. And so, but he's like, Lord, what am I going to do? I really want to get working for you. And so he got down on his knees, and he prayed, and he just, Lord, I just lay this in your hands. I don't know how this $50, because then you couldn't walk in graduation unless your bill was completely paid up. And so he was just, what am I going to do? But he got up, he felt some peace after he finished pleading with the Lord, and he got up and he thought, well, I'm going to go walk down to the business office and go talk to them and see what can be done. So as he got closer to the business office, Mr. Peterson, who was head of the grounds, saw Dick, and he said, Dick, I'm so glad to see you. He said, you know, graduation's coming up in a few weeks, and I know you're really busy with your studies, but I really need someone who could oversee the younger men to make sure that they're doing what they need to do to get everything looking nice and pretty and pristine here on campus for graduation. And Dick made a comment. He said, I wish I had the time to do all the work myself because I really need the money. And Mr. Peterson said, so what's this? And so he told him about the letter that he had gotten from the business office. He said, well, come with me, Dick. So he went into his office, and he pulled out his checkbook, and he said, how much is it that you owe? And he said, it's $50. And Mr. Peterson, he started to write in his checkbook, and he handed Dick the check. He said, take this over to the business office and sign it out over to them. And Dick looked at that. Maybe he was just going to give him a little to help, but he looked at the check. And it said, to pay to Richard Hayden, $50. And so he signed that check over and went to the business office. And Mr. Peterson just said, you know, you can just pay me back whenever you can, you know, no hurry or anything. And so Dick, he knew he wanted to pay him back as fast as he could after graduation so that then Mr. Peterson would be able to help some other students going to Walla Walla. And so he was so happy that God had answered that prayer. And then he graduated, and his girlfriend Joanne, she agreed for real to marry him, so they got engaged. But Dick was still a little troubled because he had not received a call yet to go to South America like he was so sure God had called him to do. So once again, just like in last week's story, he had, you know, he thought that he wanted to go do an evangelistic series, and it didn't come, but God came in last minute. Well, Dick, he had left to go work in Eastern Washington with the conference that summer, And time was just going on, and then two letters came that were delivered to him. One was from his girlfriend, fiance, Joanne, and the other was addressed from the general conference. And in that letter, they got the call to go to South America. And so as we continue with our story, we'll see what happens to Dick and his new wife, Joanne, when they go to South America.